Todd Zinsser is the Inspector General at the Department of Commerce, and my guest to talk about a report titled Inadequate Practice and Management Hinder Incident Detection and Response. Todd, it's a pleasure to have you on the program today. Tell me what you looked at and why you were doing it in this report on the Commerce Department, four Commerce Department bureaus regarding incident detection and response capabilities.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having me. We did an audit of the Department of Commerce's capabilities on incident detection and response. And we did the work primarily to follow up on an incident that occurred here at the department back in 2013 when one of the bureaus thought that they had been attacked and the attack had infected their entire system with malware. And we were asked by the acting deputy secretary at the time to go in and do a lessons learned, and what we found out is that there was not a widespread malware attack, and it was a total overreaction on the part of the bureau, and we found some fairly substantial communication problems between the incident response team and the bureau. So based on that, we thought that we should probably take a broader look at the department's capabilities on detecting and responding to hacking attacks, and so that's what we did.
The report states the Department of Commerce is under threat because of its reliance on internet-based technologies, which interconnect its IT systems and facilitate business with the public. Does the Commerce Department have a different or unique public-facing profile that causes those threats, or is the Commerce Department under similar threats to what other federal agencies and private sector organizations are facing today, Todd?
I think our systems are pretty much the same as other government systems or even in the private sector. I think the data at the Department of Commerce, however, you know, it has its unique characteristics. Some of it's very important. For example, the Weather Service data, and we're doing an audit on Weather Service IT security now. You know, they generate about 9 terabits of data a day. We have economic data that the Bureau of Economic Analysis and that the Census Bureau gathers. We have data on international trade, data on patents and trademarks. So all of that data is in one way or another traveling through the Internet.
You mentioned the communications problems that manifested themselves as a result of the incident that sparked this inquiry. And it strikes me that In the cyber world that we live in, an overreaction is not unusual because you want to make sure if there's a problem that you're addressing the problem. The balance seems to be the issue. When you went back and looked at that and then laid the groundwork for the work that we'll talk about in just a moment, what areas of improvement for those communications problems exist that maybe another agency could leverage when they're facing the same situation?
Well, looking back on the work that we did in 2013, I think the big communication problem that occurred there was some email exchanges between the Bureau CIO and the contractor who was manning the incident response unit. And the contractor, in addition to that email, which wasn't a clear communication, was supposed to have documented things that they did and what process they went through. That document wasn't available and wasn't completed, so when people went in to kind of review exactly what was said and what went on, the documentation wasn't there. So that really led to a good lack of information on the part of the folks trying to deal with the incident.
So that information sets the scene for the work that we're talking about today for your latest report. And you have two main findings that you came to as a result of evaluating incident detection and response capabilities at the Bureau of Economic Analysis, Bureau of Industry and Security, International Trade Administration, and Patent and Trademark Office. And this report says we also evaluated these capabilities at the Hoover Building Security Operations Center within the Office of the Secretary. Any significance to the selection of those out of the dozen or so bureaus across commerce?
Well, not really. I think the thing to note is that NOAA is not on that list. That's the biggest customer here at the Commerce Department, but we're doing a separate audit on NOAA. But those bureaus and Census, I think the Census Bureau was left off because we're doing separate work there too, but those bureaus are, you know, just a cross-section of the bureaus that, you know, are organized under Commerce.
The first finding that you list is Bureau's actions in response to suspicious network activities may not stop cyber attacks in a timely manner. And you note that all the bureaus that you looked at have capabilities in place. The issue seems to be with their ability to either detect or deploy responses to threats. Tell me about what you found as far as these actions go.
Right, so that's the good news, that each of the bureaus had the automated devices to detect potential intrusions. But when you get down to seeing how they responded, we had a very mixed bag. We had one agency who completely blocked all of our malicious or suspicious traffic. And actually, that was the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and those folks are the ones that come up with your gross domestic product number. So that's good news that they were able to respond as completely as they did. The other four were mixed. There was one bureau that did an analysis, and when you see a malicious attack or a suspicious traffic, the first thing you have to do is you have to do some analysis, and it may lead to further research. And if the research says that you need to block that, that's what you should do. So we found the other four in three cases did nothing, and in one case they did do an analysis, but it was a couple of days later. And you know, at any time you have malicious traffic or suspicious traffic, you know, the longer that is permitted to exist, the more vulnerable your system is and the higher risk that they're gonna be able to exploit a vulnerability. So the other four didn't do so well.
Is it your sense that lack of response was an awareness problem or an inability to respond problem?
I believe it was a awareness problem. They just didn't follow their established procedures on what to do when they see suspicious traffic on their network.
The other findings is lack of collaboration prevents the bureaus from realizing the full benefits of incident detection and response capabilities provided by managed trusted internet protocol services. It sounds to me like, if I'm reading between the lines correctly, the bureaus are not really talking to each other the way that they should be talking to each other.
Well, this is an interesting finding because, as you probably know and your listeners probably know, the government has been moving towards this trusted internet connection initiative that OMB has. And the idea was to reduce the number of places in your organization where the internet goes in and out so that you can more easily monitor that traffic. And so we finally got there where a lot of the bureaus in the department are using this managed trusted internet protocol services contractor. GSA has a contractor that provides this service, and what we found is that the bureaus are paying substantially more money to have this trusted internet connection provider, but they're not taking advantage of the security bundles that the provider has as part of the contract. And the communication that we refer to in the report is actually between the bureau or agency itself and their service provider. Basically, what we found is that the agencies are going to this contractor for internet services, but they're not taking advantage of the security bundle that comes with those services. And they're not communicating with the service provider. We found, for example, that during a 3 months in last summer of 13, that the service provider performed 54 different investigations at the bureau of different incidents that the bureau wasn't even aware of, and that several of the systems in the department has a couple of hundred systems, somewhere in the area of 40 systems were potentially compromised that the bureaus didn't know about, and so we really think that the bureaus here at Commerce are not taking full advantage of their service provider.
So they had the information available to them, and they just chose not to, to go to it.
Yeah, it's as if they decided that, well, we do our own incident detection and response, so we're not gonna go to our service provider and get any information from them about what they're doing. And it really is kind of a waste of money then. And I think there's a lot of opportunities to leverage the existing capabilities of our bureaus on incident detection and response with the service provider. For example, the bureaus don't man their incident response units 24 hours a day. The Patent and Trademark Office does, but the other ones just monitor during business hours. Well, the service provider monitors around the clock. So those times of the day when we don't have our own folks here in the Commerce Department monitoring, they can use a service provider to do that on the off hours. So we made recommendations along those lines.
We have a link to the full report at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and we'll talk about the recommendations in just a moment. General Zinsser, Todd Zinsser is the Inspector General at the Department of Commerce. Simone Zickman, the Chief Information Officer, the outgoing CIO at Commerce, has been on the program on several occasions talking about his efforts to consolidate the information technology leadership at Commerce into the office of the CIO of the entire agency. Is it your sense that that policy making a consolidation and that oversight consolidation would be helpful in these kinds of things, at least as far as setting one agency-wide policy for incident detection and response? Because it sounds like part of the problem is everybody's doing it differently right now.
Well, sure. I think that Commerce suffers, and I don't think Commerce is the only department that suffers from this, but the IT structure is totally fragmented. And it's very, very difficult for somebody in Simone's position, for example, to kind of herd the cat, so to speak, on what the different bureaus and their chief information officers are doing or not doing. And, you know, I think the CIO's job may be the most difficult job in the government. I mean, they have to acquire commodities and systems. They got to maintain those systems. They got to secure the systems. In some cases, they operate systems. They make policy. They have to do all of this by awarding and managing contracts. Very, very difficult job. And to try to do that in a department as diverse and fragmented as Commerce is, it's very difficult. And, I think that trying to consolidate some of that is a good idea, but I think you have to consolidate in areas where a central policymaker and a central kind of command structure would work. And I think the department has made a lot of progress in that area, but there's still a lot of work to do.
You're recommending that the bureaus follow NIST's Computer Security Incident Handling Guide to take timely action in response to potential cyber attacks. That recommendation is pretty self-evident. That text exists, and it's just a matter of implementing it. You've mentioned the recommendation to use the MTIPS service providers to provide around-the-clock coverage after business hours. The third recommendation is that bureaus interact with the MTIPS provider to leverage those services better and to ensure that the security services are being delivered as they're supposed to be and utilized effectively. That one sounds like something that one would think they would be doing already, Todd.
Well, you would think so. For example, just in the Office of the Secretary, before we had what they call the MTIPS provider, the Office of the Secretary was paying $11,000 a month for Internet service. When we went to the MTIPS provider, that cost increased to $25,000 a month. And you can go into each bureau and see the increase in the monthly costs, but we haven't taken advantage of those services, and we think that there's opportunities there to use the service provider and maybe cut down on some of the other costs or shift those monies for a better purpose, for, you know, the security functions of the office.
final recommendation is to determine the feasibility and cost effectiveness of independently assessing incident management capabilities at all bureaus' security operation centers. What would you like to see as a result of that recommendation, Todd?
Well, this was what happened here was kind of disappointing. At one point, the department had intended to bring the Department of Homeland Security in to kind of do a department-wide look at incident detection and response. And for whatever reason, that fell off, and the effort by DHS was much more limited. And we just think that they ought to go back to, you know, we don't really know how much it costs. We don't really know how much the department can afford, but we sure think it would be worthwhile to at least determine whether or not it's feasible to bring somebody like DHS or even somebody from the private sector to come in and kind of do what we did, but on a department-wide level.